This week on The Marquee, we've got internet watchdogs and classic action heroes. I'm Kristen Dreyer Kramer.
And I'm Nicholas Arum. Do you have questions, comments, or want links to our full reviews? If you do, then check out the On The Marquee Facebook page at facebook.com/radioOTM. In wide release this week, in Escape Plan, Sylvester Stallone and Arnold Schwarzenegger must put aside their differences to escape the world's most secure prison, run by Jesus himself, Jim Caviezel. The film is completely ridiculous, but I couldn't help myself from enjoying it, plus the supporting cast is amazing. It includes Sam Neill, Vincent D'Onofrio, Vinnie Jones, and Curtis 50 Cent Jackson. What's not to love?
I can't think of a thing. In The Fifth Estate, Benedict Cumberbatch stars as Julian Assange, the controversial founder of internet whistleblower site WikiLeaks. The film follows the organization's rise to international notoriety while opening up a discussion about whether the site's actions were about transparency or terrorism.
Chloe Grace Moretz and Julianne Moore star in Carrie, a remake of the 1976 film of the same name. Like the original, a socially stunted teen girl's date with a bucket of pig's blood goes disastrously wrong. Somewhat surprisingly, Carrie wasn't screened for critics in Columbus, so I can't tell you who wore the bloody dress best.
Opening at the Gateway, CBGB stars Alan Rickman as the founder of the legendary New York Club that started out as a venue for country, bluegrass, and blues and turned into the birthplace of New York's punk scene.
In Broadway Idiot, you can go behind the scenes with Green Day frontman Billy Joe Armstrong as he prepares for the opening night of his Broadway adaptation of American Idiot.
Opening at the Drexel, Concussion tells the story of a wealthy lesbian housewife who, after suffering a blow to the head, begins living a double life as an escort named Eleanor. But for my pick this week, I'll go with The Fifth Estate. It may not be as clever as The Social Network, but its complex characters and thought-provoking story make it worth checking out.
It obviously won't be for everyone, but Escape Plan is a lot of fun. Stallone and Schwarzenegger are a joy, the slumming supporting cast is nearly perfect, and best of all, it's just a blast to watch.
Or if your weekend plans don't include a trip to the theater, you can always pick up one of this week's new Blu-ray and DVD releases, like Pacific Rim. Charlie Hunnam suits up to take control of one of the giant weaponized robots designed to battle giant creatures that have risen from an underground portal to wreak havoc on Earth. Director Guillermo del Toro is known for creating some pretty imaginative creatures, but while the visuals are pretty stunning, the story is lacking.
The Heat, aka Kristen's favorite movie of 2013, is finally available to own.
Yay!
In this heartwarming and thought-provoking odd couple buddy cop comedy, Sandra Bullock and Melissa McCarthy must work together to bring a ruthless drug lord to justice. If you didn't hear any sarcasm in my voice, that's because Kristen really did adore this film.
Oh, I still have nightmares. Comedian Kevin Hart's wildly successful comedy concert flick, Let Me Explain, was filmed in front of a sold-out crowd at Madison Square Garden in 2012. It then went on to put up a surprisingly good fight against Disney's bomb, The Lone Ranger, when it opened in theaters this summer.
If giant fighting robots and stand-up specials don't excite you, perhaps one of this week's catalog titles will, including some timely horror releases like 1963's The Haunting, John Carpenter's In the Mouth of Madness, and Embrace the Vampire. There are also several comedies being released, including John Hughes's Weird Science, Notting Hill starring Julia Roberts, the ensemble Christmas rom-com Love Actually, and the hockey classic Slapshot starring Paul Newman.
Well, since none of this week's new releases blew me away, I'll recommend picking up a catalog classic, the new Blu-ray release of the hockey favorite Slapshot. It's a must-own for any hockey fan.
There are a couple good releases out this week, but like Kristen, I'm going to go with Slapshot, which is one of the better sports flicks ever made. With that said, Weird Science is a must-own for fans of 80s teen comedies.
Well, that's what you'll find on The Marquee this week. Be sure to listen in next week for Old Guys in Peril. In the meantime, for our latest movie reviews, visit nightsandweekends.com
and movieshateyoutoo.com.
Until next week,
they all float down here. When you're down here with us, you'll float too.